I'm Emma.
I'm Kiana.
I'm Tanasia.
I'm Lila.
And I'm Badila. And we're the Perfect 10 After School. And we love to be part of WGXC Acra 90.7 FM, celebrating creative community radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Yay!
In the mud, I was up to my chin. I got my head in the dirt once again. Don't know the words I forgot on the basics.
Hello, welcome back to our Greene and 90.7 FM WGXC podcast, Acra House and Gatchet.
Waiting out in the deep end. I'm always late to everything for no reason. I cannot explain my behavior or my need for leaving. For all I know, I'm in this way since a fetus. And I'm not a baby, but I'm gonna be alright. So please, I'm on my way. I don't want your advice. Don't wanna hear your life story. Or how it might pertain to me. Unless it ends with you dropping right here to your knees. I plead, just leave me be. Dog, I don't wanna kick it. I'm in the mud every day, and every day I'll be digging. Counseling would be nice, but I can't pay the cost. And honestly, the thought of therapy is just so exhausting. I went ahead and cut all my losses and put another skeleton up into the closet. Please turn down the
whole thing. One step away from the left.
In the mud, now it's up.
It's not my first. This is not going to be my last time on the radio. Don't worry. My last time on the radio is probably going to be the week I'm leaving, sadly.
Thankfully, we have him on today and a few more times to have some great shows.
I'll make sure it's extra interesting for everyone listening.
Indeed. So, we also have one more event. Do you want me to do it? Awesome.
Our last event is going to be at the Palinville Branch Library. It's a free play Friday with Miss Jez and Miss Bathsheba at the Palinville Library. It's every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. And you can join us as we gather for a fun casual morning. Again, full of fun. It's suggested ages of 1 to 5. So this is for all the youngins.
And I get you guys get bored of waiting the whole day to tune into Clubhouse Radio. So that's something you can do beforehand.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Now that we have the community events out of the way, let's go into some weird but true winter facts. It's that time of year. It's been snowing like crazy
and
in upstate New York.
My entire drive was frozen over with glare ice after I shoveled. Everything melted into slush and it all froze at the bottom, so now whenever I get home, I slip and fall. It's not that bad because you get used to it. You get used to being able to
catch your balance the right way.
I'm able to. So here's an interesting fact you probably didn't know. I used to wrestle. So for 1 year I did wrestling. But I couldn't do it anymore because my mom forgot to sign me up the 1 year. And this year, same thing. I wanted to do it again, but
mother forgot.
And so I haven't been doing wrestling lately. But I still remember some good moves. I still remember everything. Wrestling, when you do wrestling, you learn to fall a certain way. So there's this thing called a sprawl, and it's basically where you try and land on your side, where you carry most of your fat, actually. Most of your fat is carried on your sides, believe it or not.
I think that might be different with men and women, but that's definitely true for men.
It's different with women, I think, but it's most definitely true with men.
Yeah, for sure.
All your fat is carried in your sides. And then once they're full a little bit, it'll start to move to your stomach with me. Like me, I'm a little bit overweight now, being 230 pounds, I think, was the last time I weighed myself in at, which seems like a lot, but
did you take your shoes off?
I don't think my shoes are weighing an extra 30 pounds, man.
An extra 30 pounds, but your shoes could add 2 pounds easily.
Oh, yeah, most easily, but I always weigh myself without shoes, but I'm at 230 now, and it's not fun to be this much weight, but I'm a bit lean for being 230. Not that I'm lean in like body shape.
It's okay. It's winter season. It's the bulking arc.
I bulked up, man. I bulked up a bit too much, I'd say. But I'm gonna start getting into the more of cardio.
See, that's why winter is the bulking month. There's like, you can't do cardio naturally. You can't go outside and walk in the 5 inches of snow.
You can hit those day-long Stairmaster.
That's true.
You can hit those day-long Stairmaster sessions. But then again, there's always that girl with the pink Stanley right next to you, and it seems like she's just trying to test you.
So, with that being said, speaking of the Stairmaster, we actually have a snow day activity here list. And working out is on there. Where are you putting that?
I'm putting that S tier, man.
I'm putting that S tier, too. Especially on a snow day. Because you get less daylight hours. So it helps boost your
morale. And then right after, when you're done working out, you can go hit the cold plunge.
For real.
You can just go out to your pool if you have one. And jump right in.
Man, that should have been an activity on here. It's not on the tier list, but let's put it on the tier list.
Where
are we putting cold plunges?
Cold plunges, I'm going to say it's A tier right now. Because it's just... It might be an amazing, amazing thing for some people, but some people don't like it. But we got S tier for working out. The cold plunge is going in A tier for me because, personally, I love cold plungers. I love it. I would put S tier, but I'm doing it for the love of the people because I know some people out there absolutely hate it. So they're gonna probably hate me for putting it in S tier, so I'm saying A tier right now.
So, you know, it is important to do your cold plunges before a workout, because afterwards it could actually reduce hypertrophy.
It can actually hurt you, but whenever I work out, after working out, I like to hit a cold plunge every once in a while.
It's nice. Helps you be less sore, too.
Oh, yeah. It really helps with that. And then some days, I'll transfer from a cold plunge straight to a nice hot bath, which is always going to be a bit of a pain. But, man, it feels nice after.
So, with that being said, let's get the other more non-traditional snow day activity out of the way. Definitely more for people our generation. We got gaming. On a snow day when there's no school, I think that's S tier.
That's S tier. I wouldn't say both work out now, but it's definitely an S tier activity.
For those of you who tune in, I hope you guys enjoy the SpongeBob Batman.
Oh, yeah.
It's always got to come out. Because now you ain't stressed. You ain't thinking about anything that you got to do.
Especially because you'll be gaming and then YouTube Shorts will come on and you'll have Zach to film time and he'll say the most outrageous things. I was terrified the first time I watched that Zach films.
So, I think it's time to get into the more traditional snow activities.
Oh, man.
I'm going to pick one of my least favorite just to start us off. Snow angels. Like, what's the point?
You're just getting cold.
Literally, it's like...
You're just trying to freeze yourself, man.
I get the argument that...
But you can never get the perfect snow angel because you gotta walk out of it.
That's true.
You always have to get up and walk out of it. You can never get the perfect snow angel.
Yeah, and they're always just gonna be ruined to time. You could argue that adds a form of beauty. But snowmen, for example, also deplete with time. A strong gust of wind is not...
You could do it on a tree stump, so when some absolute donkey butt comes through and tries to ruin your snowman, make sure it's on a nice tree stump. Total out their trucker or car.
Speaking of snowman, where are we putting that?
Honestly, I would say that's a good B tier.
I think I can agree.
And you don't do it much, but it's also going to be a lot of fun if you do it.
Once you make one snowman, you've made it out of the snowman.
Oh, yeah. It's like, one is enough for an army.
Me personally, I always bust my butt. What about you? Where would you rate?
I'm gonna be so honest, I've never gone ice skating yet, but I have gone rollerblading or inline skating, so it's definitely a bit harder. It's a lot harder than what you think it is, but it's almost, I know it's not the same thing as ice skating because you can actually stop in here, but when you're rollerblading, Don't go too fast. Please.
Ice skating too,
but ice skating is also a bit easier to stop with. Just make sure you don't bust your butt. But
I feel like busting your butt, as long as you're not like, part of the fun.
You don't put your hands out too when you fall over ice skating, because if someone else is skating with you, you don't want your fingers to get chopped off.
That's fact. Also learn to combat roll for real.
If you're gonna fall, make sure you fall the right way. Like I said with wrestling, you gotta look it up. Look up a sprawl. You're not sprawling out though. You're sprawling in. Oh Lord, we already have a Zach D Films kind of video right there.
I think that is Zach D Films actually.
Let's check it out.
Our people built must
know.
Those 1,000 years ago. Back then, people didn't have gyms. They built strength by carrying wood, hunting, farming, and walking miles every day. All that movement acted like natural progressive overload, while clean food from meat, grains, and nuts gave them enough protein and calories to recover. Over time, that constant stress plus recovery built lean and powerful muscles. How people build muscles...
Sounds about right.
Sounds about right why a caveman or a Neanderthal was always so dang strong.
Now imagine being the first caveman to discover honey. It's the sweetest thing you've tried.
Oh my god, man. Or discovering sugar.
Oh yeah. First caveman to come across sugar cane probably became like...
Addicted.
Not only addicted, but like super popular. Everybody had bro for a sugar.
Oh, yeah. It's most definitely what that is. Getting necked on?
Oh, no. I am.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't tell because this thing's not going up all the way.
Yeah, it's a bit wonky. We do our best here, so.
Yeah.
Tangent aside, where would you put the ice skating?
Ice skating, well, I can see the appeal, especially for hockey. I love watching hockey fights, so I'm going to say that's an A tier.
Get around A tier. I was going to put it high B tier, but I think A tier is also.
Low A tier would probably be where it's at.
Next off, we have sledding.
Oh my god, I'm serious.
Okay, that's fair. I was going to say super high A tier. I think we could put that above gaming, honestly.
Honestly? Yeah.
Because you can game any time of the year. You can only go sledding when it's perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Not only does it have to snow, it has to be the right kind of snow.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You can't have that powdery stuff. You gotta have that good, thick one.
Mm-hmm.
And then next thing, we got reading. Who the heck?
S tier.
Who the heck reads, though?
On a snow day, though, you got nothing else to do. You're trapped.
When you have nothing else to do, that's an S tier. But for me right now, since I'm on the radio. Mama, I'm on the radio. But... And so, Mom, get the camera. It's going in F tier for me.
F tier?
We don't have an F tier right now.
D tier is the lowest.
Yeah, we have D tier right there.
Next off, we have a classic.
A snowball fight. My.
I think that's S tier. That's definitely S tier. Now, do we put it above or below sledding?
Above sledding.
It's pretty close. I could see it going either way since you said above sledding.
Oh, yeah.
It really depends on the...
Then, igloos.
Yeah, just making a little snow for it, last but not least.
Every time I tried, I never had enough snow, and it was just collapsing on me. So.
I think they're slightly cooler than snowmen.
Yeah, I would say above snowmen, but not on A tier.
Oh, no.
You ruined it.
Oh, there you go. That's our list. I hope you guys enjoyed that. I think it's time to go into a bit of a song break, and when we come back, we'll have some weird but true fun facts about winter. Hope you guys have been enjoying the show so far.
And let's listen to something pretty good. Let's listen to the Red Hot Chili Peppers. How about that?
And if it's the theme of our show as well.
It will snow. Ayo.
Ayo. Hope you guys enjoy.
Cover of another perfect wonder where it's so wide. just to hear you sing it out. Step from the road to the sea to the sky, and I do believe what we rely on. When I lay it on, come get to play it on, all my life to sacrifice. Hey, oh, listen what I say, oh, I got your hey, oh, listen what I say, oh. The more I see, the less I know, the more I like to let it go. Hey, oh, whoa.
Talk about mental health recovery and the local community in Green and Columbia County.
And the surrounding areas.
Fight and interact with Pinky Pang Banan.
Wow. Perfect words.
Thank you. My mom always said I had a way with words. So, speaking of words, we have a bunch of words put together in a sentence telling you some true fun facts about winter.
I don't like this one.
You don't like this one?
I do not like this one.
Kind of fun.
The first candy cane for me without stripes!
Can you imagine just a black candy cane? That sounds so gross. I gotta see that.
What color was it originally? Was it red or was it white?
I was imagining white, but that's a great question. Without red 40, it's the first thing that autocorrects instead of without stripes.
I mean, wow! That's off-putting. That's way off-putting. I don't like it. I do not like it. Nope. It's gross. I hate it.
No flavor, no stripes, no spirit. Over 10 inches tall. Why would you?
Wow. Burr.
Alright.
A snowflake can take up to 2 hours to fall from a cloud to the cloud.
That's a good life.
Wow.
I wish I could be reincarnated as a snowflake.
Same. I almost fell.
If you were a snowflake, it would take you 2 hours.
I see see what you did there. A man dressed as Santa Claus went skydiving over the North Pole.
At that point, you are Santa, bro. You're not just
like not just some guy. The tallest known snowman was higher than a 12-story. Wait, look this up, please. I don't.
Why would you spend your time doing that?
Why wouldn't you? Like, just why wouldn't you? I said,
In Donnersbachwald, Austria. I probably really.
Let me. Donnersbachwald.
February 2020, reaching an incredible height of 124.8 feet.
Wow.
That's
a mountain,
right?
That's not a snowman, that's a snow giant.
That's what I'm saying.
Sorry guys, I'm just trying to fix up this mic cover. It's sticking out a little bit and I hate it. Okay. Okay, guys, sorry, I'm back. And did you know the North Pole is warmer than the South Pole? I don't like how it says warmer. I hate it because it makes me think the North Pole is warm.
That's fair. It's just
it's warm. Not.
Almost 90% of snow is air.
So you're telling me I can breathe snow?
But there is something.
I'm gonna go try that real quick.
There's actually a solid that is 99.8% air. It's called aerogel, and they use it on spaceships. It looks like a
coat. Wow. Wow. That's a lot. That's a very cool. That's an off-putting, but very cool. Indubitably. It's so cold in Siberia that your breath can turn to ice in a minute.
It's like, you're a dragon.
Wow. Winter lasts 20 for 21 years on Uranus. That sounds wrong. Okay, thank God. It's still kind of funny to say winter lasts 21 years on Uranus. Also, wait, I saw a game site. Just now, I swear I saw it. No. It's somewhere back.
Right there. Oh, that's
curious.
Well, you actually want to do this one? We did this one before, but it's pretty fun. I want to see your
game. Okay, alright, so we got. Let's just jump into it. Alright, so we got ranking the monsters based on how likely I'd be screwed. So we got, for the best level for you.
The tier.
I'm not even scared. Barely know the threat at all. Oh yeah. It's more likely I'd escape or beat them in a fight than die. It's a 50-50.
Yeah, like zombies and Freddy Krueger.
And then we got a 50-50 encounter. And then there's a small chance I could beat them in a fight or escape. And then there's, I'm absolutely screwed. I'd say it's a 50-50 encounter. Because they could be primitive and they just have spaceships and no weapons and they're just trying to fistfight you. Or they could be just absolutely jacked too. They could be a lot more different than what we think. Because just because people have them portrayed as these lanky creatures does not mean they're absolutely built.
Screwed?
I'm gonna say I'm screwed because he's a giant person. He's giant.
I don't think he has good cardio though. You could probably run.
You could probably run, but you're not gonna. He's gonna know, like Michael Knight.
Yeah, but that's a skate dance.
Good point. So I'd say it's more likely I'd escape. I'm not even scared. Barely no threat because you just don't go there.
That's so true.
You just don't go there.
And we have another Freddy.
Freddy Krueger, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's over. The only chance you have is like using superpowers in your dreams.
Or you lucid dream.
Yeah.
That's really it. And then we have Ghost. What's the Ghost gonna do?
I feel like 9 times out of 10, if you move out of the Ghost's domain, they're chill.
They can't move out of the game. We've learned this from the one shot. So, you can just put it in, I'm not scared. Then we got Jeff the Killer.
I mean, this is just a basic 1v1.
But he's insane.
He is. I had to look this up last time, too. If you guys don't know what Jeff the Killer is, it's a creepypasta. Pretty much just a serial killer. Fake. He ain't real. It's like a creepy story.
5'7 to 5'10.
35-year-old Italian American.
With brown hair, green eyes. Images? Let's see what the images are. Ugh! That one picture, though.
Yeah, he's terrifying.
And then Go to Sleep is the one that I'm scared to. Can Jeff finally return? Look at that.
Yeah, right?
That's terrifying.
But at the end of the day, he is a human.
He is human. And who knows, what if he smoked his entire life?
He is an Italian-American.
He is Italian. So, and I'm half Italian. I'm probably the most Italian person here right now, I think. But I'd say it's a 50-50 encounter.
Next off, we have a mummy.
No threat.
No threat. That's where I put him, too.
No threat. Then what's this guy? Predator? Oh, you're cooked.
Yeah, from the movie Predator, yeah.
You're cooked.
I also had it in the same spot.
So then you got skeletons? That's just Larry, bro. Leave Larry alone.
Literally.
And then you got Slenderman. There's a small chance.
Skeletons literally have no muscle.
Yeah. And then you have Slenderman. There's a small chance.
We think very much alike. So far, we have, like, everything.
Yeah, and then who's this guy?
That's a vampire.
The vampire? Oh, you can beat him. It's more.
What?
I say it's more likely because if you just have a wooden stake, you could also have a crossbow too, made with wooden arrows.
That's true. So you're putting it's more likely I'd escape or beat them.
Yeah.
I put them in 50-50. My whole plan was to not invite them into my home. Because as long as you don't invite
them. They could still come in. Like, how do bats get in your house? They can change into bats.
Yeah, but the whole rule is they can't go into the house unless they're invited.
Really? Oh.
That's old vampire mythos.
Oh, what's this guy?
This is the angels from Doctor Who, the statues.
Where
if you look at them, they're a statue, but if you turn your head, they can...
So, do you have to look at them first for them to be activated?
We're gonna say, boom, they're somewhere in a mile vicinity.
So if you just fly away.
Yes, but
they'll somehow get to you.
Give it 5 years. You can just bounce back and forth.
You can. That is true. So I'd say, I mean, but then again, what if you have a bunch of friends to just start staring at them?
It really depends on how.
Like if it depends. Like if there's 5 of them, just get like 10 friends. Have them all look at each other, and then just start smashing with a sledgehammer.
That's actually facts.
You could grab an air hammer, which is basically, like, a short hammer, really. It's just a small jackhammer, and you could just start chiseling them.
In the show, too, if they look at each other, I believe they also freeze. Or in a mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get a big mirror, like the one we have outside, it's really...
Oh, yeah.
Just get them in there. It's GG.
They can't do anything. I'm gonna say it's a 50-50. Does it start with one person, or is it everybody's already infected?
I was just thinking, zombie to be honest.
A single zombie, you're cooking them.
Yeah.
You're cooking them. No, not even, it's more likely. It's just, I'm not scared. Like, all you have to have is a Glock. I'm sorry, not a Glock, a Blicky. All you have to have is a Blicky, and you can just put two shots in his head. I'm sorry, but that's all you have to do.
We do not condone violence.
Unless it's against zombies or fictional. Or fictional
or
creatures.
Freddy Fazbear,
you can just...
Horror.
You could just walk away from him.
Yeah.
Like, you can just run away from him and they won't get you. Unless there's, like, multiple of them there. Like, you can get... Whoa there, buddy. Watch what you're saying. On the radio. That's not.
Freddy and I'm in your head. I'm Nightmare Freddy and I'm in your bed. Better flash your lights, tuck the holes all night. Flash the closet too, better flash it twice.
Hold on, there's another one. It's like,
I'm not in pain.
So we're gonna go to a song that I like a lot, Bohemian Rhapsody. Actually, we're gonna change this song from Whale. I know it's Queen. Everybody loves Queen. Oh, you messed up the spelling. All right. Is this just fantasy?
Really? Which will you do, the Fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Figaro,
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go! Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me! For me!
And we are back again. Let's turn down this music a little bit. I don't know if the people can hear us. Just a little bit.
Okay. Remember, the volume for you is also different.
I can't hear myself.
We chilling.
Are we chilling?
Yeah, the volume for you is different for the volume for them.
Oh, this is just for...
Yeah.
Okay, my bad, guys.
No worries. We just talked about something that could be seen as a bit depressing, to an extent, being hunted by monsters.
Yeah.
Definitely not happy. We're going to go into some inspirational quotes about
that.
Would you like to start, or would you like I?
Oh, mamma mia, yes, please. In the depth of winter, I found there was within me an invincible song. Invincible song.
Invincible?
Oh, man. No winter lasts forever. No spring skips its turn.
How boring.
No winter is the time. Winter is the time for comfort, for good food and warmth, for the touch of a friendly hand and the talk beside the fire. It is time for home.
Edith Sitwell.
And I have an inspirational quote for everyone who's... This is for something that I'm struggling with a little bit. Relationship statuses. If you're on the border of pulling the trigger and asking a girl out or asking a guy out, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Make every shot you can. And that's what I say.
Swish it.
It might hit the rim, it might bounce a couple of times, but you never know. It might go in. It reminds me of the one image, the meme, where it's like Curry shooting off the moon. That it's kind of like that, where you gotta hope you don't airball it.
Facts.
So make sure you shoot your shots. And also,
Winter is the season of recovery and preparation.
How do you say that last name? Paul Therox.
Paul Therox.
He's been facts, whoever he is.
Oh, yeah. It's a bulking season. It's a bulking season.
It's a bulking season.
There's a reason all the eating holidays are in winter, everybody.
Exactly. What good is the warmth of summer without the cold of winter to give it its sweetness?
John Steinbeck. Now, this one is really good. It's by a nice philosopher.
You should read this. Sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, no worries at all. And this is to reflect on stillness and strength. I really like this one. Ooh. To appreciate the beauty of a snowflake, it is necessary to stand out in the cold.
That's peak.
That is peak.
That is very peak.
Now,
also, I hear a bunch of people.
When it comes to philosophers, Aristotle is definitely up there. But I think
DJ Big Mac's up there too.
That's facts.
But also, we're skipping something right now. So, we gotta get to Big Mac's fun facts.
That's true.
So we're gonna. Actually, I say let's skip all of this stuff.
Okay, let's do it.
And we're gonna go into the fun facts.
Correct me.
So
we do got 10 minutes left, everybody. This show is going by.
All right. So this is a fun fact that everybody probably knows this, but a pig cannot look vertically up.
Really?
So you know how we can look up all the way to the sky? A pig cannot do that. And here's a morbid fact about pigs. Sorry, guys. What's up?
Oh, that's messed up. Imagine a baby pig getting scooped up by an owl. I can't look up.
Oh, my God. No. I just...
Sorry, buddy. Didn't mean to.
Oh, my God.
Fun facts.
Here's another
that's
morbid.
A sad fact.
Here's another morbid fact about pigs. Pigs are dangerously smart. Actually, pigs are very smart. And once a pig has tasted meat, they will plot against you.
Yo.
Like, if you're a kid, like, say you're a little kid, and a pig has already tasted meat, they're gonna try and kill you. It will charge you. Oh my God, bro, stop!
Yo! Jeez.
I pulled up Technoblade because we're talking about pigs and killing.
Oh my God, bro! Stop!
If there's any pig that's gonna kill you, it would have been Technoblade. Shout out
Technoblade and his dad, man. But we got 10 minutes. Okay, so in a couple of minutes, we're gonna go into our last song of the day. Indubitably, actually, but another. So I got two morbid facts about pigs. I know. It's not fun. And I know some of you guys are probably going to hate me for this, but anytime a pig eats meat, its brain changes.
Oh.
And not for the better. So if a pig... This is probably not true. I'm sorry, but it's probably not true, and I know you guys are going to be mad at me for spreading probably false information, but I don't know. I heard this off of a Joe Rogan podcast. So don't worry about this stuff. Don't think it's true. I don't know. But when a pig is in the wild for long enough, its body changes.
Huh.
So it's...
Oh, the boar. Yeah,
a boar. So like a wild boar or a warthog, the chin will get longer. Horns, their canines, the bottom canines will form up and out. Their ears will get all fuzzy. Everything will get fuzzy for the winters. And they'll get conditioned for the... For being in the wild, and they'll find cords to stick with.
Huh, would you look at that?
Hmm.
And I just want to update you guys. It's been over 999,000.
Or 999,999 days!
That's a gigaton asteroid impact. Just wanted to shout that out.
And it's also been 0 days since an earthquake. Let me see. Actually, go up.
We're just on Neil.fun. It's a pretty cool website.
Let's go over to here. A magnitude 2.0 earthquake was in...
3 kilometers.
South-southwest of San Juan Bautista in California about 8 minutes ago, actually.
I'm in zero now.
Wow.
I don't need to be pedantic.
And a class M1.1 solar flare about 18 hours ago.
A magnitude 6 earthquake about 21 hours ago.
Huh. And a 0.2 meter tsunami. That's not a tsunami.
That's a wave, bro.
That's just a wave. That's
what? I'm sorry, I gotta click on this.
There's no way that's
counting. That's not a tsunami, bro. That's a wave. What? Why would they put max? Do you guys consider
a 0.2 meter? So not even a foot.
No.
Not even a foot.
Who put this on?
Who reported this? I'm getting rage baited right now.
We are getting rage baited. That's good actually.
That's actually pretty funny. The geomagnetic storm. What's that? What is that geomagnetic storm?
I don't know, but if you go to whatever this website is, the Community Coordinated Modeling Center, you can get some research on it.
Huh. Okay.
Geomagnetic.
A major disturbance in the Earth's magnetosphere.
Magnetosphere. That's fancy words.
That's a big word I don't understand.
Very big word. So everybody, since we're approaching the end of the day,
we're gonna. How about we listen to some Creed?
Let's play some Creed. First, I want to say huge shout out to Wave Farm. Without them, none of this would be possible. There's a pledge drive going on.
Thank you for our broadcasting program. I know it sounds good.
Broadcast using this tool, indeed. Thank you for that too.
Thank you, Bud.
But there's a Wave Farm pledge drive right now. So if you guys want and are in a position to go to Wave Farm. If you guys find it in the kindness of your hearts to make a donation, we would really appreciate that.
And
I also just want to do the word of the day, since I picked one. Ferocia. Noun. The eerie tranquility of fast-moving clouds who pass up through your patch of sky like a drifter stepping into your entryway to warm up for a minute, ruffling the ice from his beard before he nods his gratitude and turns back into the air. Word of the day.
So let's go to some Creed. I said, let's listen to One Last Breath.
One Last Breath.
One Last Breath. How about that? Hold it now!
I fall, I found the road to somewhere. 6 feet from the edge, and I'm thinking.